HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast, the weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Brunch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Brunch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
Hey guys, how's it going? Well, this time 2 years ago, when we could actually celebrate Holi, DJ Sneak was performing a Holi special gig in India. In a chat with me, the French DJ gets nostalgic about what he calls his best gig ever in India, even though he changes clothes multiple times during the gig, his love for his Indian fans and food, how he's pulled himself out of the pandemic funk, and his new track with Selena Gomez, Selfish Love. Listen on for more.
What plans coming back to India? What's been your best experience, here? Because you've performed here multiple times.
I think the last time I came was for Holi. That was the craziest thing I've seen. Like, that was crazy. Like, the colors, the energy, people smiling, having fun. That was sick. I had to change my outfit like 5 times a day, but that was great. I loved it. And I think that was my best time I ever had in India.
And you actually played Holi, like you played with the colors and the waters and
I did. And that was amazing.
All right. You know, what do you think about your fans here? Because you have a huge fan base in India. So any message for your fans?
Yeah, they are the best. And even during this pandemic, they never stop showing love on my socials and they're always here showing love nonstop. And I just can't wait to be back and to meet them. And I hope we're going to have the best party ever.
And what do you think about the music from India, traditional or contemporary? Have you heard any? What do you think about it?
No, I think there is so much talent there. And I'm going to have to collab with someone anytime soon. Yeah. And I'm talking to a few artists and it just needs to be the right song. But of course, we're going to have to do this. Like, my love for India is, everybody knows. And we're going to have to do something special to mix like the two different like culture and styles and vision. But I'm very excited about it.
And your thoughts on Indian food? Have you tried it? Do you love it? Is it too spicy?
No, of course. my best friend in Paris is Indian. And we grew up together. I mean, yeah, like the food, the Indian food, this is how I fell in love with Indian food. But it's from the South. So the food in the South is very, very spicy.
Yeah.
It's good, but it's fire. And every time I was asking his mom, like, don't go too crazy, please. Like, I don't want to die. But it's very good, but it's just too spicy for me. But yeah, Indian food is one of my favorite food in the world, for sure. Every time I'm in India, I'm trying to try, like, new things that I never had before. And I'm always going to go. I mean, you can go wrong with, like, butter chicken. Anywhere in the world, you go to an Indian restaurant and butter chicken is going to be, like, the easiest option. Yeah. You can go wrong with this. But I love Indian food.
What is the best part about collaborating with so many artists?
It's just, you know, I like to try new things. And, when I like an artist, I'm always going to try to send him like some ideas to create something new and fresh. And I'm always trying to bring them to my world. Yeah. And it's always like a... a huge challenge. Mm-hmm. If I like someone and I can see I have a vision for us to collab on something, I'm just gonna go and I'm gonna ask them to collab with me, and I'm just gonna send some ideas, and we're gonna start like vibing with each other, and this is how it works,
Mm-hmm. All right. And what's the worst part about collaborations, if there is something like that?
The worst part is that right now we're not being able to be together in studio and to shoot videos together. And this is quite frustrating. And I hope we will be able to go back to normal and to be in studio vibing together again.
Yeah, yeah. And what would you say about the French music scene at the moment? What is popular and what's the next big thing?
The next big thing, I have no idea, to be honest with you. I wish I knew. But I see a lot of like young upcoming producers from France, and I like that. I like that. And, I'm trying to support, as much as I can. And it's very interesting to see like those kids, coming up with some new styles, new sounds, and a sick vision. So I'm always going to support like the kids, and I'm excited for new kids, to bring like some fire.
Mm-hmm. And does it remind you of yourself?
Of course. That's why, I'm trying to give back. I'm trying to give back because some people helped me when I was younger, and I was nobody, and people, give me a chance and opportunities. And that's what I'm trying to give back and do the same, when I can and when I like somebody.
All right. And personally, what has the lockdown been for you musically as well as personally, of course?
To be honest with you, the first maybe 3 months mm-hmm. were like very, very difficult for me because like everybody else, I'm just like a normal guy. And I was like, what's happening? What is this? This is crazy. We on the lockdown. We don't see nobody. We're not able to travel. We can't do nothing. Yeah. And I was not really productive. And after this, I try to stop. I was fighting against this little depression. And mm-hmm. and I was like, okay, let's make some music. Let's make some music. Mm-hmm. Let's be creative. And and this is what I do now. Like I'm just in a studio nonstop, making music and looking for some new vibes. That's it.
So what was that thing that you told yourself that kind of pushed you to just get out of that funk, go to the studio and, do what you do best?
No, I was just like, people need good vibes. Like I'm not going to let them down. I cannot just stay quiet and watch movies all day and that's it. People need us, as artists, this is what we do. Artists cannot change the world, but if I can give them like positive energy on the song for like 3 minutes, and I just realized this. I see a lot of comments, on my social media, and people say, we need you, we need some music, we need some vibes. Don't let us down. And I was like, man, I gotta stop. I need to stand up and fight, and fight and work and be back.
And any lockdown learnings you've had about yourself, things you've learned about yourself during the lockdown, any self-discoveries?
That I can really not cook.
What did you try to cook?
I tried. I was like, let's try. Let's learn some, some stuff. I wanted to make a cake, but that was one of the worst cake ever had. So I decided to, to step back and to go back to my delivery. And that was, but that was a funny experience. I had fun. Nice. But I just cannot cook. That's it.
All right. Anything else you would like to add?
I hope to be able to be back in India real soon to throw like the biggest party. And I miss my my Indian fans. Mm-hmm. And I hope to see you soon. Stay positive. Keep wearing a mask and keep smiling behind this mask.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure, with the prices and the kind of luxury you get, Phuket, the Maldives and Indonesia sound like better destinations to travel to than, let's say, Goa or Pondicherry. But I've always been one to explore, you know, my own country first. For example, the Northeast is one place which I really want to go and explore thoroughly. You know, take at least 3 weeks off and cover Arunachal, Assam, and hopefully even Meghalaya. And then there's Spiti. That's one trip that I hope to tick off my list at the earliest. Again, nothing less than 15 days of getting lost, and hopefully not literally, but in the valleys. I mean, I love the mountains, I admit. But I also want to explore the Kerala backwaters. I mean, my one short trip years ago was not enough. Besides Gokarna, and also go back to Coorg. Of course, I'm waiting to go back to Darjeeling and Sikkim and drive down to Bhutan. But, you know, apart from all those plans, I've also found my comfort spots over the years, like Landor in Uttarakhand and Jibi in Himachal Pradesh being a few. And, of course, all the plans I'm dreaming to execute are only going to happen after the pandemic is over. So, well, here's what HT Brunch columnist Veer Sanghvi has to say about traveling within the country.
I don't know if you realize this, but many more Indians go abroad than foreigners come to India. I know we talk about India as being this great tourist destination, but the truth is that not that many people come to us. Somewhere like Singapore gets many more tourists than India. And we can't really blame them because we ourselves like going abroad. Why is that? Well, there are many reasons. One of them is that Asia is much better organized than India. The resorts are better, the infrastructure is better, they're cleaner, and on the whole, they're cheaper. If you were to go, say, to Phuket or to Bali, compare that to a top resort destination in India, and Phuket will almost certainly be cheaper. So when you've got Malaysia, you've got Indonesia, you've got Thailand, you've got all these countries in your doorstep, we would much rather go away. There's a problem with that, of course, because since the lockdown has started, those countries have closed down. So people want to go on holiday in India. One solution has been to go to the Maldives, which is at least one foreign country that's open. But you can't keep going to the Maldives. So what happens to the rest of us? Well, I think we have a problem because Indian hotel companies have never built the kind of resorts that this country deserves. And yet we have no choice but to go to them. So what I do this week is I write about Indian resorts and I recommend some resorts. I don't say they're the best resorts, but these are resorts that are easily accessible. And the best in the list that I've given you are indeed world class. Have a look. They're probably cheaper now than they would be in other times because of the pandemic. So it may be a good time to treat yourself and go on holiday.
When was the last time you had a hangover? For me, it has to be when I attended NH7 Weekender in 2019. Thankfully, a distant memory because I detest the morning after. You wake up feeling fuzzy and dazed, and then the memories from the previous night of, you know, careless confessions and showing off what you thought were great dance moves start creeping in. I mean, I was apparently a part of a dance-off at my friend Manan and Aditi's first wedding anniversary party. And I have no recollection of this at all. All I had to remind me of it was a mysterious pain in my legs, which was, solved after a few calls. And of course, the dreaded hangover. I've only been able to have bread the morning after. Like, seriously, even coffee doesn't do the trick anymore. And I always have my coffee black without any sugar. Which is why I've now resolved to stick to beer or wine. And that too, I don't think I can drink too much because the thought of the morning after just prevents me from it. Well, here's what HT Brunch columnist Rehana Munir has to say about the morning after.
We're constantly asked to live in the moment, to live with presence, not worry about what lies ahead. And yet there's that inevitable question of consequences to grapple with. I often wonder, what if this whole living with presence business, what if it's not just a practice steeped in mindfulness, soaked in serenity and infused with infinity? What if it makes you do stupid things you'll regret later, you know? For example, is mindful mindlessness a thing? If not, I'd like to patent it, please, because I feel I have a special ability in that area. This other side of indulgence is simply summarized through the concept of a hangover. You know it's coming, you know it'll be hell, and still there's that something that tells you to keep mixing drinks like you're a bad poet mixing metaphors. But it's not just substances that leave that lingering feeling of remorse. Often and mostly it's people. You know, you give in to some sense of guilt or duty and spend an entire evening with a group of people, or if you're especially unlucky, that one person who leaves you with great waves of remorse the next day. That's one evening of your life you'll never get back. This happens all the time when there's an occasion being celebrated. All the uninhibited dancing, reckless socializing, unsolicited confessions. Of course, for most of us, this is all a distant memory, considering the times we're in. But you wake up in a haze of half-remembered incidents, which are always way worse in your head than they were actually, you know, in the way it panned out. So this week's column talks about the dreaded morning after. You know, it's an inescapable truth of our lives. We all know what I'm talking about. But it's something that we don't allow ourselves to think about too much, because then it'll get in the way of all the fun that we want to have. I hope you enjoy the column in that stomach-churning way that, you know, I felt while writing it. Have a great Sunday. Bye.
You may know her as one of the first fashion content creators, but Sejal Kumar is also a musician in the making. After her first single, Aisi Hoon, got a good response, she's come out with Khali Khali, a sweet, romantic, cute number. Her mother, Anjali, is also somebody who sings, and Sejal's also been taking vocal lessons from Delhi musician Smithy Malik. So there's more to come for sure. We got Sejal to play a version of Khali Khali for you. Hope you enjoy it. And happy Holi, guys.
Hi, I'm Sejal Kumar. So Khali Khali is a song that I wrote, which is about being with that one person you love or you really enjoy spending your time with and just doing nothing.
किधर गई अभी तो हम मिले थे तेरी हंसी मेरी शरारते कि दिल पे खल रहे थे कहीं तो चलते हैं तू और मैं वही और रह जाते हैं खाली खाली है बैठे भरा भरा ये समा कुछ भी नहीं पर बातें रुकी नहीं है धूप से हम छिप रहे अपनी अलग दुनिया में कहीं तो चलते हैं तू और मैं वहीं और रह जाते हैं खाली खाली हैं बैठे भरा भरा ये समा Yeah. हैं तू और मैं कहीं तो चलते हैं तू और मैं वहीं और रह जाते
I'll see you guys soon. Have a great Sunday brunch. Bye.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HT Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HT Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HT Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno naye nazariye se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys!
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.